Survivor's gift. A garden of irises now grows where my family's favorite shopping mall used to be. In the end, I learn. Even time surrenders itself to memory. In my dreams, I watch women who raised me pack faded family photographs into emptied pillowcases. Like shadows, children trail blindly behind parents on the road to refugee camps outside the country. A woman uses my face to trace in her memory what my mother looked like as a young girl, long before the first gunshot went off in the middle of the city. Another blows prayers into her son's face before he leaves for school. On the news, terrorists threaten to start killing, kidnap train passengers. Elementary school teachers protest with placards for unpaid salaries. Cameroonian government complain of a surge of asylum seekers, most of which are from my country. During visits, I hear victims of bomb attacks on hospital beds, empty endless rivers of curses into the deafened ears of the government. Hundreds of exiles get lost in the sands, trying to cross the Sahara Desert. After the stitches are removed, a boy stares into a mirror at a face he fails to recollect as his own. In a documentary, doctors struggle to hold back the blood jetting through a splintered vein in the girl's neck. On the cityscape, a dark cloud spreads silently like a tumor under an eye.